Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. It's not a big secret that I'm a huge David Baldacci fan. He writes some of the best mystery/thrillers of all time, I think. And he's one of those authors that I follow and try to read every new book shortly after it's published. Baldacci is on my list of other must-read writers, like the all-time greatest, James Lee Burke, as well as Mitch Albom, Kristen Hanna, Viola Shipman, and several others. So, how did I miss Baldacci's 2015 title, The Guilty? I have no idea. There must have been some extenuating circumstances, like maybe I was trying to limit my book buying at the time, and the wait at the library was long. Anyway, I somehow missed The Guilty, one of the offerings in Baldacci's Will Robey series. But I recently rediscovered and listened to the audiobook version, which I downloaded from the Person County Public Library's Libby app. There are just some books that to me are more fun to listen to than to actually read, and most of Baldacci's fall into this category. His books are not just read by the narrators, they're performed with sound effects, just like an old-time radio show. Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy, who read several of Baldacci's books, do another great job with The Guilty. In it, Will Robey escaped the small Gulf town coast that he grew up in shortly after high school, and he severed all personal ties with Cantrell, Mississippi, never looking back. Not until the unimaginable occurs, that is, when his father, Dan Robey, is arrested and charged with murder. Father and son haven't spoken or seen each other since Robey left town as a teenager. During that time, Dan Robey, who's a local attorney and pillar of the community, has been elected town judge. But despite all this, most of Cantrell is aligned against Dan Robey, and his guilt is assumed. Making matters worse, Dan has refused to do anything to defend himself. When Will Robey tries to help, his father just responds with defiance and anger. Could the older man really be guilty? With his formidable partner, Jessica Reel, by his side, Robey ignores his father's wishes and begins his own investigation into the case. But Will Robey is now a stranger, an outsider in his hometown. His attempts to save his father are met with skepticism, distrust, and even violence. Unlike the missions Robey undertook in the service of his country, where his target was clearly defined, digging into his father's case only brings up more questions. Robey is drawn into the hidden underside of his hometown and is forced to face the unexpected and maybe even deadly consequences of choices both he and his father made long ago. As I said, all of Baldacci's books are fun, and this one is no exception. I highly recommend The Guilty and all of his over 50 novels. He's also written a couple of children's series, by the way. Now, just a quick note about the upcoming Friends of the Person County Public Library Spring Book Sale. Mark your calendars for April 25th, 26th, and 27th. On Thursday, April 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m., Friends members can get a sneak peek at the sale. If you're not already a member, you can join that day for just $15 a year. The general public is welcome to shop for book bargains on Friday, April 26th from 1 to 5 p.m. and again on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Proceeds from the sale benefit library programming like the Children's Summer Reading Series. Until next time, thank you for listening, and happy reading.